चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला टेक्स्ट 6.234 आजी कृष्ण प्राप्ति योग्य हैल तोमार मान वेद धर्म लंघि कैल प्रसाद भक्षण। आजी कृष्ण प्राप्ति योग्य हैल तोमार मान टुडे चैतन्य चरितामृत 6.234 चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्पीकिंग दिस टू सार्वभौम। And he says, today, your mind has become fit, become qualified to attain Krishna. What is the qualification? Veda dharma langhi kaila prasada bhakshan. That you have langhi, you've gone beyond, you've transcended Veda dharma. And the evidence that you have transcended Veda dharma is that you have taken prasad. So, now there are many extraordinary points in this verse that langhi veda dharma, that you have gone beyond veda dharma. The path of bhakti is Vedic as well as transvedic. Vedic in the sense that it is ultimately founded in the body of knowledge that is coming from the Vedic literature. At the same time, within that vast body of knowledge, there are gradations of knowledge. And among those gradations, it is important to recognize that there is not everything is created equal. That means, just like we say, all people are not created equal. Similarly, not all scripture is revealed equal. So there are, within the scripture also, levels. There is Shastra Taratamya. There is a hierarchy within scripture. And that hierarchy needs to be understood in order to be able to recognize the conclusion of scripture and the glory of that conclusion. So, Veda Dharma Langhi indicates that the Vedas themselves largely talk about material religiosity. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. And one needs to go beyond these to attain the conclusion. Now that, this is not something which is an imposition, that this is actually the conclusion, is indicated in the Bhagavad Gita itself, where Krishna says, Vedaischa sarvai rahameva vedyo, that by all the Vedas, I am to be known, Krishna says. At the same time, he also says that those who take up the spiritual path, those who want to become strong and steady in the spiritual path, they need to go beyond the Vedas. He talks about this several times. First he says, Traigunya Vishaya Vedanis Traigunyo Bhava Arjuna. It's 2.45. The Vedas talk about things within three modes of material nature, but you need to go beyond them. Nirdvandvo Nitya Sattvastho Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. To go beyond the modes means to go beyond the Vedas, or rather to the two are equivalent, and that means not being caught up with material ups and downs, not worrying about them, but being situated in the spiritual consciousness. And that same thing continues in the next verse when Krishna says, Yavanarthau dapane sarvatah samplutau dake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha. That whatever purposes are served by various small wells, they are all served by one river. Similarly, whatever purposes are served by the Vedas, the different Vedas serve different specific purposes, but they are all served by one who knows Brahmanasya Vijanataha, the learned person who knows the purpose of Vedas. All of them is served for them. So that now, so this here in 2.46, Krishna responds that, oh, how can somebody go beyond the Vedas? Aren't we meant to follow the Vedas? Yes, we are meant to follow, but the Vedas have a purpose. And one who understands that purpose and fulfills that purpose is fortunate. So this is the first temple that talks about going beyond the Vedas. And the same theme comes in a few verses later in 2.52-53, 54, that section when Krishna talks about, he says that Shruti vipratipannate yadasthasyati nishchala samadhavachala buddhis tada yogama vapsisi idate moha kalilam buddhirati tarishyati tada gantasi nirbedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. He says that when your intelligence has gone beyond the forest of delusion, then then you will become detached from what you have heard and what you will hear in the future. So here, shrotavya shrutavya refers to the hearing about the karmakanda section in scripture, which offer tantalizing promises of heavenly pleasures if one does karmakanda rituals properly. And it is stated here that, oh Arjuna, as long as you are deluded, till that time you are attracted to the promises. And if you are no longer deluded, and it's saying not about the mind being deluded, the intelligence being deluded. So that is significant, because to follow scripture itself requires intelligence. One needs to have faith in scripture, and that requires intelligence. But even within that, there are levels of intelligence and there are levels of scripture. And Krishna makes it even more clear in the next line. He says that Shruti vipratipannate yadasthasyati nishchala, that when you are no longer disturbed by, when your mind stays undisturbed, even when you hear scriptural statements, when you hear things which seem to differ from this goal of transcendental realization. Tada chala Shruti pratipannate yadasthasyati nishchala samadhav achala buddhis tada yogam avapsisi. When you stay satisfied in transcendence, at that time you have attained yoga. So now, there are these four verses in the second chapter which talk about going beyond the Vedas. Then Krishna talks about this again in the sixth chapter, and he's not even talking about somebody who has perfected yoga. He's saying that somebody who is on the process of yoga, who is deviated but now is taking off again after interruption, after one goes through one life again. So, 6.43-44, he says, Purva abhyasena tenaiva riyate yavishopi sahajigyasurapi yogasya shabda brahmati vartate. So, Krishna says that person getting intelligence from the previous life starts practicing bhakti, and when it starts practicing spiritual life in general, and goes beyond Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma here refers to the Vedic sound which is recommending sense gratification. Not exactly religious sense gratification, but pious sense gratification, karma kanda. Shabda Brahma ti vartate. The person goes beyond the reach of Shabda Brahma, Vedic sound. And Krishna is again recommending that. He's appreciating that, and he's saying such a person should go, and a person will go because the spiritual intelligence, the intelligence acquired from the previous life, will be carried over to this life. And then Krishna also talks in the 8th chapter, in the last verse, 30th verse, where he said that one will attain something which cannot be attained even by the Vedas. Vedeshu yakyeshu tapasu jaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pradishtam atyeti tat sarvamidam vititva yogi param sthanam upayeti chatyam. He says that whatever is attained by the Vedas, by study of Vedas, and in general following whatever rituals are given in the Vedas, whatever practices are recommended in the Vedas, one will get that, and one will get more, param sthanam, the supreme destination. So implied is that one will not get the supreme destination simply by following the Vedas. One will get that if one practices yoga diligently. And then even more categorically, Krishna says that in the 11th chapter, he says that the Vishwarupa cannot be seen by the study of the Vedas also. And he says even Krishna's form, of course, cannot be seen. Naham vedaina tapasa dhanena chayinchaya. And then lastly, so this is 11.53-54.
So 11 chapter also some verses come, and then finally the most unambiguous, most forceful is the conclusion of the Gita, the Charam Shloka, as Ramanujaya puts it, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. So give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to me, Krishna says. So here now, where are people going to get their conception of dharma from? He is saying from Veda. So go beyond the Vedas and surrender to me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying the same thing over here. That today you have gone beyond Veda dharma langhi, kaila prasada bhakshan. And it's not just the eating of prasad that is special. We may say, I have eaten prasad so many times. Like thousands of times I have eaten. But the point is, eating prasad with such spontaneous, strong, stirring faith, that is the indication that Sarvabhauma has received the mercy of the Lord and that is appreciated by Lord Chaitanya. Thank you.